God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You, you. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Even you. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change. If you let God have 15 minutes, He will use the 15 minutes to transform your life. So grateful to God that He has given us another opportunity to be in His presence, to study His Word together. Let us pray. Gracious Father and God, we love you today and we adore you. God, we magnify you and there is none like you. God, we lift up your name and we give you praise simply because you are the creator of the universe. We are madly in love with you and we know that you are in love with us. God, we thank you for keeping us. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for restoring us. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for delivering us. And God, more than anything, we thank you for keeping your eye, watchful eye, over us as we go to and fro. Now, God, as we delve into your word on this morning, God, I pray that you would shake us out of our slumber, God, that we might have attentive ears and we might have a receiving heart on this morning to hear what you have to say. God, I thank you for your people that counted it not robbery to wake up out of their slumber, to pause in their preparation time this morning, God, to hear what you have to say about their lives. God, I thank you that they trust you. God, I thank you that they desire to be transformed by your word. I thank you, God, that they espouse to the scripture that says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. And God, we do believe that this is the unchangeable, the unadulterated, the never ending word of God. The grass wither and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. And God, we glorify you, we bless you, and we give you praise. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you that counted it not robbery to join us on this morning to hear what the Lord would have to say. On this morning, we're going to travel to the Old Testament, the Old Testament. We are going to start in Jeremiah, the first chapter. Jeremiah, the first chapter. And we're going to start at verse 4. And then we're going to travel to the book of Psalms. But we'll start in Jeremiah, chapter 1, starting at verse 4. I will be reading from the New American Standard Bible. It reads as follows: Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, because I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go, and all that I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up, and to break down, to destroy, and to overthrow, to build, and to plant. Jumping now to Psalm 139 and verse 16. Again, reading from the New American Standard Bible, Psalm 139 and 16 says this: Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. Let me read that scripture again from the New Living Translation. Psalm 139, verse 16 from the New Living Translation. It reads like this: You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I want to share with you that you were chosen by God. You were chosen by God. Now, you all, this isn't just a feel-good statement. You see in reading the scripture that this is a reality that is grounded in scripture. And so on this morning, with the few moments that I have left, we want to see how God's plan for us is set from the very beginning, and it was designed to bring him glory. We saw in Jeremiah a profound truth, that Jeremiah, before he was even formed in the womb, God knew Jeremiah. And we're not just talking about in the casual sense, oh, I know his name or I know his mama. No, we're talking about a very intimate, very detailed, very purposeful knowledge. God did not only know Jeremiah, but the word says he consecrated him and he appointed him as a prophet to the nations. You all, this scripture, this foreknowledge, it signifies the fact that our lives are not accidents. Our lives are not to be planned out by us. Each one of us is known and we are chosen by God with a specific purpose in mind. We think that we are supposed to sit and say, well, this is what I plan to be with my life, and this is what I plan to be with my life, and not allow God to have any sort of say-so in our lives, when in fact, you all, it is God that has already created us with purpose in mind. Yeah, he did. He already created. That's why for some of you all, we struggle with, I thought this was going to work. I thought I had this plan worked out. I thought that if I went this way, it would turn out that way. Well, here's my question. Did you put this way or that way before God before you went the way? Did you ask God if this is what you were supposed to do? Did you put God as a part of your planning? Did you even say, God, I won't take a step without your yes? You all understand this, that God knew you before you were born. Yeah, he did. And he consecrated you, and he appointed you for a unique purpose. Your existence is intentional. And understand that your purpose, your calling of your life, and I'm not talking about calling as it relates to a preaching calling or a ministry calling, but I'm talking about the purpose, the calling of your life. It is divinely appointed to you by God. Now, look, Jeremiah was just like us. He said, look, I don't know what to say. I'm just in my youth. Doesn't that just sound like us? How often do we feel inadequate for the task that God sets before us? Yet, God assures Jeremiah, and he's assuring us in this word today, to not be afraid. Guess what? You've heard it before, and I'll say it again. God equips who he calls, huh? He does. He doesn't just send you out there just waywardly, you trying to figure out your own path, but he equips you for what it is he is calling you to do. And when he touched Jeremiah on his mouth, it symbolizes there that he is empowering Jeremiah to do what it is that he is calling him to do. God puts words in our mouth, he puts strength in our actions, and he puts courage in our hearts to do what it is that he's called us to do. You all, there is no reason for us to feel inadequate when God calls us to carry out his purpose. He will give us the words. He will give us the strength. He will give us the courage. All we've got to do is walk out what it is that he has called for us to do in his purpose. And you all, if you don't believe that, then that's why we bring in Psalm 139 and 16. Every single last day of our life was written out in God's book before we even lived one. Isn't that powerful? It's powerful to know that our lives are not just a series of just random put together events that just happen to happen. You all, they were divinely scripted. Each moment, you all, was divinely scripted. It was orchestrated to fulfill God's plan. And what is his plan for our life? It is to carry out his glory. Now, mind you all, yes, we've got free will. We've got free will to do what he wants us to do or not do what he wants us to do. But I'm just letting you know that the word assures us that God's sovereignty and our choices should work together for his purpose, not our desire. I done made somebody upset this morning, but I just need to let you know that we have a choice, but our choice should work together with God's plan for our lives, for his purpose to bring him glory. So what am I saying? We've got to trust God's plan. We've got to trust his plan. Even when his plan for our lives seems chaotic, even when his plan for our lives seems like it's meaningless and it has no purpose, we still got to trust his plan for our lives. You all understand that each day is a part of your life script. See, we look at each day as a single instance, but each day is a puzzle piece to the full picture that God has painted for our lives. The Bible declares that we see through a glass darkly. In other words, we don't know the whole thing, but we've got to live it out because each day is a part of the entire life script that God has written out for us. And we've got to seek to align our daily actions with God's will, knowing that he has a plan for every step that we take. Can I just be personal for these last few moments? Can I just share a personal story? When I first felt God calling me to ministry, I didn't want to do it. Matter of fact, I thought I did. I thought I wanted to do it. And then the closer I got to really giving God that yes, I didn't want to do it. When God called me to pastor, I absolutely did not want to do it. I was like Jeremiah. I felt unqualified. I was like Jeremiah. I tried to come up with excuses. I was like Jeremiah. Who else can you get to go? Does that feel like some of you all? But you all, I had to pray. I had to say, okay, God, everything I've tried has not pulled me away from what you have written as a part of my life script. So through prayer and through trusting God's plan, I began to see, even through these 13 years, how God has been preparing me for this role. My whole life. My whole life. Doesn't mean I don't have challenges. But through each challenge, through each triumph, I was able to see how it was a part of his preparation for my life. And you all, now I can see how his hand has guided every step. And so I'm just here to encourage you on today. You are chosen by God. And whatever aspect God uses you in, perhaps you'll never stand behind a church pulpit. But guess what? On your job, that's your pulpit. How you may be the loudest sermon. Your life may be the loudest sermon that somebody may ever hear. They may never stand or step foot in a church. But guess what? Neither did the thief that hung on the side of Jesus. I would imagine that he never stepped foot into the temple. But when he asked Jesus, when you get to your kingdom, remember me. And Jesus said, I won't just remember you. I will redeem you. Not only will I remember you, you're now a part of my family. He said, today, since it seems like we're going to lose our life today, you will be with me in paradise. You all understand that you're chosen by God. Your life has a purpose, is preordained, and is precious. Let go of doubt. step boldly into the purpose that God has placed on your life. Because he who called you is faithful, and he will equip you. Not just call you, but he will equip you for every good work. You are chosen by God. Let's pray. Gracious Father and God, we love you today and we adore you. We thank you, God, for choosing us, for knowing us, for loving us, even before we were born. Help us to walk confidently in the path that you have set for us and to trust in your plan for our lives. Be our change agents today as we go about our day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.